South Australia is the only mainland state that bans farmers from growing genetically modified food. The moratorium's been in place for nearly 16 years and the state government was due to lift it in a few days, but it's hit a last-minute political snag, as Rhett Burney reports.
South Australian grain grower Michael Hunt is in the middle of this year's harvest, but it hasn't stopped him keeping track of the debate about lifting the moratorium on genetically modified crops.
I'm in favour of the GM crops. I wasn't always, but the more I've seen and all the research done to prove that it's a safe product has convinced me.
Up until last night, the South Australian government was on the verge of lifting a 16-year ban on GM crops. But then Labor and the crossbenchers joined the Greens in Parliament to block the move. The state's primary industries minister, Tim Whetstone, is furious.
Not one Labor member made a contribution to the debate, which just shows that they have no direction. The grain growers now are rightfully disappointed that they've had that choice taken away.
The Greens are opposed to GM crops for environmental reasons, but the opposition from Labor and the crossbenchers from the SA Best Party is motivated by something else. They insist the government has blundered by trying to overturn the ban with a ministerial regulation rather than via legislation. Primary Industries Minister Tim Whetstone reckons political games are being put ahead of what's best for farmers.
What I will say, and make it very clear to your listeners, that I follow the due process, so we will now weigh up our options in the best way to give certainty to our grain growers.
South Australia's major farming groups back lifting the ban. Grain grower Michael Hunt, whose farm is just 28 kilometres from the Victorian border, says GM crops reduce the need for pesticides and help farmers in drought-stricken areas to get a crop across the line.
Some of the people that are arguing against the ban being lifted always quoting, look at the science, look at the science. But when there's an agenda involved, perhaps not looking at the science themselves.
If you were over the border, you'd be able to grow genetically modified crops.
Yes, and, we've got neighbours that are both sides of the border, and they think it's quite laughable that we've had this moratorium for so long. And, yeah, it's just another tool. It's not something you use all the time, but when it's needed, it's nice to have it in your toolbox.
While the GM ban remains in place for now, the minister says the government is committed to overturning it and will look at introducing legislation next year.
Rhett Burney reporting there.